are listening to Reviews by Jeff only on CKCC Radio.
And welcome back to episode number 27 of Reviews by Jeff. As always, my name is Jeff, and I'm here to talk about the latest Ghostbusters movie that came out last week, actually. I'm, of course, referring to Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. The release date of this movie was March 22nd of this year, so a whopping 9 days ago. The movie, of course, is all the original Ghostbusters, minus one, obviously. We're talking the return of Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson. Annie Potts is back. And then the new generation of Ghostbusters, starting with Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace. Logan Kim is Podcast. Celeste O'Connor is Lucky. We got two new characters in Kumail Nanjiani, Patton Oswalt. We got James Acaster as Lars Pinfield. So yeah, there's a lot happening. Oh, and I forgot the best return. And it's not a spoiler because it is in the trailer. I'm talking about the return of one of the 80s greatest bullies and villains, reprising his role from the OG Ghostbusters, William Atherton, now as Mayor Walter Peck. And there's a scene at the very end with the greatest callback in cinema history. I'm not going to spoil it. You have to listen. My thoughts on the movie. Anyone who listens to this podcast will remember when I watched Afterlife, and I absolutely raved about how great that movie was. This movie's good, but it's not Afterlife great. It has one of my least favorite tropes. Two characters reuniting that would have known that they were in the same city all along, but we had to witness it ourselves. So, yeah. It was kind of cheesy. The fact that two teens are allowed to travel without their family to a completely different city, also not a good trope. Villain-wise, it was alright. Everything seemed to happen all at once. There was all this tension building, and then all of a sudden, bam, all heck breaks loose. Overall, the story was good. It wasn't a bad movie. I did enjoy it. I will definitely buy it when it comes out on digital to complete the whole set so far. I liked the movie. I didn't super love the movie. I wanted to. It didn't have the emotional punch that Afterlife had. I thought for a second they were going to do it again, but then they brought in a completely new character, someone by the name of Melody. Cool CGI with this character, though. It was really cool. So, my biggest problem was all the tropes that this movie had. I can trust this person. Oh, wait. No, I can't. We've seen it 100 times. So, cute movie. Some very funny moments. Some tender moments. But overall, I'd call it a B. And a B movie, well, not a B movie, but a B-rated movie is a very quality movie. So, there's a lot of negative press for this movie. You know, they're saying, oh, it has the lowest score of any Ghostbusters on Rotten Tomatoes. That's somebody's opinion. Just like this is my opinion, like the movie is not as bad as people are saying. If you are interested in the movie, I highly recommend seeing it yourself. Don't let other people tell you, oh, because it's the lowest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes, I shouldn't see it. I say hogwash. If you want to see a movie, you go and you watch that movie. You go, Glenn Coco. Wait, that's a different movie. Sorry. I'm mixing up my movies again. It happens at my age. But yeah, no, I did like the movie. It was fun. Another great performance by McKenna Grace as Phoebe Spangler. I will say this. Celeste O'Connor as Lucky looks exactly the same 2 years later. Logan Kim as Podcast does not. The boy grew up. I was waiting for him to start lighting up cigarettes and drinking a brewski, because all, you know, he was a little kid in the first one, and then all of a sudden, same thing with McKenna Grace. Outside of her performances, you know, her in costume as Phoebe Spangler, she looks the same. When I saw the press that she was doing for this movie, I'm like, that's not the same person. She looks like a young adult, not this little teen, or, you know, preteen, or whatever. So, yeah. I mean, yes, kids are going to grow up. Old man yelling at clouds. I will say this, slight spoiler. Movie needs more Bill Murray. I say that about most movies. Needs more Bill Murray. He is in one scene prior to the big conclusion at the end. Not enough. All right, so that is going to wrap up. Oh, and Patton Oswalt, one scene. No, that's a waste of Patton Oswalt. So that's going to wrap up this review by Jeff. I liked Frozen Empire. Didn't super love it. Nothing wrong with that. I got to come up with my own rating system, I think. Yeah, I'll work on that. All right, thank you for listening, and happy Easter, everybody. Watch out for the Easter Bunny.